So you know how your phone sends you up, or certain apps on your phone send you updates throughout the news apps, perhaps.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're a little delayed. For example, the Democrat Chronicle one seems to
2 days later. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So last night I got an update from my phone from CNN.
Yeah.
And it said that there was this new study that was done.
Oh yeah.
And I will admit I normally don't know. I really legitimately do not know what I'm doing for my Wiki Corner until, I don't know, noon-ish on that day.
Right.
Like, it's very rare that I know what I'm talking about.
You wait for inspiration to strike.
Yeah. So when I saw this last night, though, I was like, oh, that's it. I must share this tomorrow on the Wiki Corner.
Tell the world what you
There was a new study that was just published.
Just published.
And it found that there are way more ants on the earth. I'm talking ants, the animal, not your relative.
We had no idea how many ants we had.
Ants.
The uncles, don't get me started.
Yeah. So there are way more ants on the earth than they originally thought.
Who's they? Who thought about how many ants there were on Earth?
Myrmecologists.
Okay.
Those are the people who study ants.
Oh, my heavens. All right.
So, scientists...
If your kids are in college, make sure they're not studying to be myrmecologists.
Why?
Because it doesn't seem like it's a big...
It is.
They've been wrong about this for a long time.
Well, so scientists and researchers analyzed 489 studies across all continents, biomes, and habitats and estimated that there are about 20 quadrillion ants on the earth at any given time. And the estimate is 2 to 20 times higher than they previously thought.
First of all, I have no idea what a quadra, whatever that is.
It's a lot.
I'll
tell you.
Can you break it down?
I'll break it down. For every human on earth, there are around 2.5 million ants for every person on earth.
Oh, okay.
So that's a ridiculous amount of ants.
It's more than we need.
More than we thought we had.
Yeah.
But now we know we have them. And they said that that is a conservative estimate.
Really?
So it could be more.
Could be more.
Quadrillions.
Jeez. All right.
You know?
Okay.
So there are 15,700 known ant species and subspecies.
All right.
All over the world.
Jeez.
Ants have colonized almost every landmass on Earth. The only places lacking indigenous ants are Antarctica.
I knew that was coming.
Antarctica.
Oh, it's even named after them. That's terrible.
And they needed like little like parkas and like scarves if they were going to be in Antarctica.
Yeah.
They're so little, you know. Anyway, and a few remote or inhospitable islands also. So ants form colonies that range in size from a few dozen predatory individuals living in small natural cavities to highly organized colonies that may occupy large territories and consist of millions of individuals.
Yeah, wow.
There are also super colonies.
Oh.
These can be found around the world and can contain more than 300 million.
Jeez.
Ants.
Wow.
And that's really
that's
gross to think about.
Yeah.
And they've been identified in Japan, Australia, here in the U.S.
Where?
I don't know. Not around here, I don't think. And Southern Europe.
Oh, Southern Europe.
Ant colonies can be long-lived.
Oh.
The queens can live for up to 30 years. And workers live from 1 to 3 years.
Oh.
Males, however, are more transitory are quite short-lived, only surviving for a few weeks.
We like to see the world. Only a few weeks?
Yeah.
What in the world? That's terrible.
Yeah. And ant queens are estimated to live 100 times as long as solitary insects of a similar size.
That's something.
So the ant is one of the world's strongest creatures in relation to its size. A single ant can carry 50 times its own body weight, and they'll even work together to move bigger objects as a group.
Wow.
Ants hold the record for the fastest movement in the animal kingdom.
No, they do not.
They sure do.
What?
Have
you even seen a cheetah?
The aptly named species of trap jaw ant, which are found in Central and South America, Asia, Australia, and Africa, they can close their jaws at 140 miles per hour. They use to kill their prey or injure predators.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. How on earth do they know? Have you seen an ant? They're this big.
Yeah.
How do they know that they close their jaw at
100? A myrmecologist
did
the research on that.
I feel like it's all being made up. I feel like it's a joke, and you came in here today, And you said, you think I'm Wikipedia just going to make is
a joke?
Up.
Do you think Wikipedia is a joke? Well, it's a joke to you?
I'm beginning to. What else you got?
So many animals can learn behaviors
yeah.
by imitation.
What can I train an ant to
but,
do?
But no, listen, yeah. ants may be the only group apart from mammals where interactive teaching has been observed.
Oh, really? They have a whole school system set up, do they?
Yes. In a 2006 study, researchers yeah. found that certain ants native to Europe lead each other to food, teaching other ants the path.
That's great.
The follower obtains oh. knowledge through its leading tutor.
Oh, the tutor.
The tutor. The leader is acutely sensitive to the progress of the follower. They slow down when the follower lags, and they speed up when the follower gets too close.
Wow.
And foraging ants travel distances of up to 700 feet from their nest, and scent trails allow them to find their way back, even in the dark.
They're amazing. These yes. are amazing creatures.
So ants perform many ecological roles that are beneficial to humans, including the suppression of pest populations and aeration of the soil.
They are a pest.
They are a pest as well,
you
also.
See the irony in that?
In some parts of the world, mainly Africa and South America, large ants, especially army ants, are used as surgical sutures.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, the wound is pressed together and the ants are applied along it.
Where is
the
this?
The ant seizes the edges of the wound in its jaws and locks in place, and they cut off the body, and then the head and jaws remain there to keep the wound closed.
The head and jaws of the ant yeah. would hold your... This is terrible. Where is this? Where?
This is in...
a place where they have no doctors.
Africa and South America.
That's what I said. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, but right. you know what? Resourceful.
Is that
that's what
right?
that is, okay, that's is resourceful. Right,
okay. Yeah, they'll still send you a bill when they're done, though.
Probably. Yeah. In 2014, a group of ants went to space. They brought them to the...
On their own?
Yeah, they flew up there. They arrived on the International Space,
they have a space program.
Station. Oh, yeah, they had right. little helmets and everything. As part of a study to see how they would fare in microgravity, despite the unusual environment, they were still able to work together to explore their territory.
Do they have little ant helmets on by any
Like little ant chance? Spacesuits? I
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, that's what they know?
Not sure.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with ants, did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes.
So we are going to play
yeah.
High Hopes by Frank Sinatra. I love this
what
song so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
All right, Frank Sinatra and High Hopes. Sarah, dear mind, is why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about ants.
We were.
Yes, because of a new study that found that there are way more ants than we ever thought here on the Earth.
And you're
us.
So high on that song, how inspirational it is.
It's got a great message,
yeah.
you know?
You should, yeah, we should play that every, we should have Chuck Kelly play that every morning at 6 o'clock and you wake up in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Get you going for the day.
Really
High Hopes.
Start your day off on the right foot.
Tackle anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. There are 2.5 million ants for every human on Earth.
A single ant could carry 50 times its own body weight.
And ants are found on every continent except Antarctica.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Antarctica. And the pun there is priceless that it's Antarctica.
Yeah, there are no ants.
There are no ants. I'm just doing the math right now to find out how much I would be able to lift if I could lift 50 times my... Holy cow.
See? It's what? Impressive when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much?
Over 10,000 pounds. Over 5 tons.
See? And you were like downplaying all of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. They are amazing creatures, and we just step on them and get them out of our houses when we see them. But they're something.
Yep.
They really are. All right, folks want to learn more about ants, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And how many did you say per person there were?
2.5 million ants for every human.
Every person. Wow, mm-hmm. That's a lot. All right. Thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
I know I derided your subject matter before you walked in the
door.
Do
you still think this is the weirdest thing I've talked about?
Don't. We had some calls during the song, and people really enjoyed the Wiki Corner today.
Aw, that's so great.
Which I'm sure they
appreciate
do every day.
That.
But it was really nice, given my
very nice. Yeah, you really like set the bar super low, you know?
Ants. You know what we're talking about today? Ants.
Wow. You saw how excited I was about it.
I did. I'm a little shocked by that.
Yeah.
All right. Back tomorrow. Fresh episode 410.
Yes.
And you got High Hopes. Rolling Stones on the way. Forecast and traffic. It's all coming up on Legends 102.7.